Blog Talk Radio.
You are here, moving in on me. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in on me. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are He who mended every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is good. And God is good all the time. Amen. We're going to be coming, amen, this morning. We bring you greetings from World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Pastor Kimberly Boss, Bishop Kevin Boss, located 5370 Stokesbury Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. All inquiries can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. We're going to be coming from the book of John, and we'll be coming from the 11th chapter. St. John, the 11th chapter. I'm going to be doing a little skip because it's kind of long. Amen. This is a very familiar passage. Amen. But it's kind of long. Amen. So we're going to do a little bit of skipping. And most of us should know about Lazarus. Amen. We should know how Lazarus, amen. You know, it's a familiar passage. The scripture of it. Okay. 11th chapter. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sister said to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, here was Jesus loved Lazarus, and he loved his sister Martha, amen, and he loved his sister Mary. And he got sick in those days. And Jesus, amen, they had went to him and let him know, you know, the person that you love, Lazarus, he is sick. And Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick, but Jesus didn't make no haste to go because he was sick. And if you read on, it says right here, we're still at the 11th chapter, it says that God, you know, he said that this sickness wasn't unto death. Even, you know what I mean? The sickness was not unto death, but it was to glorify God through it. Now look at the 5th verse. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. 6th verse. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now, here Jesus loved Lazarus, but he said, you know, he stayed 2 more days after they told him that Lazarus was sick. Jesus didn't haste to go because Lazarus was sick. He didn't run and say, well, he's sick. Let me run down here. I got to go now. He stayed 2 more days. If you look back at the scripture, it said, because the sickness was not unto death, but it was to so that God could be glorified. Okay. Now, Jesus stayed there for a reason. He stayed there a couple more days for a reason. Those just tuned in, we're at 11th chapter, amen, of St. John. Amen. Now, look, we're going to skip down. He said now at the 7th verse. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lady, the Jews sought to stone you. And are you going there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. God said, no, I ain't got to go at nighttime. I'm not doing nothing wrong. You know, I'm going in the daytime and let them see me. I don't have nothing to hide. See, he was letting them know, when you try to go and do things at night, something must not be right about you. Something, you know, you ain't got to hide from nobody. There ain't nothing that you are supposed to hide from somebody. But if you, the Bible says you stumble if you go on at night. That means you falling. That means that you making mistakes. You're not up to par to what you say you are. So he went on in the daytime, amen, and went to go see Lazarus, even though they sought to to throw stones at Jesus. But Jesus said, no, he said, it's 12 hours in a day. He was like, you know, if a man stumbles, he stumbles at night. He let him be followed, he falls at night. He let him know what no night in him, but there was light in him. What no darkness in God. That means wasn't no sin in God. So he didn't have to worry about trying to go nowhere at night. Okay? At the 11th chapter of St. John. Okay, there it is. It says, these things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. See, God already knew that Lazarus was dead. He told him, he said, he's sleep. And they was thinking that he was actually like sleep, but he was dead. That was his way of saying that Lazarus was dead. And he was like, we got to go and wake him. God said, no, I'm going to go raise Lazarus up. Amen. He's asleep, but I'm going to go wake him up. And the disciples, see, they was carnal minded. They was thinking that he was actually sleeping. By him being asleep, that he was getting better because he was sleeping now. That means he was resting now. But he was resting, but he was in death resting until Jesus came and touched him. Those that tuned in with the 11th chapter of St. John, we're now at the 14th verse. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. God said, I'm glad I wasn't there, so you will believe. That because, you know what? He was letting them know, if I had been there, then you know you probably wouldn't believe. That's why he didn't die. Or he couldn't have been rose up because I was there. He said he made it his purpose. What Jesus was doing was making his purpose not to be there, so that he made sure he was dead, and when he came, that the God through him, his Father, will be glorified by raising him up out of the dead. Okay, those just tuned in with St. John. Now, look at the 16th verse. Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. So, when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And listen to this. It said that Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. Okay. Now, look at the 18th verse. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. See, she let him know, I know if God had been there, my brother wouldn't have died. That's the purpose why Jesus didn't go, because they wouldn't have believed that Lazarus could have been raised up from the dead if he hadn't been there. So Jesus making sure that Lazarus was good and dead, because if you read the scripture, it said he already been dead for 4 days. Okay, we're going to get on into it. We're going to get there in just a minute. Now, still at the 11th chapter, and we're now at the 22nd verse. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it. You hear what she said? She said, now I know, even though my brother's dead, is what she's plainly saying, that if you ask God, he's still going to do it. Okay, look at the 23rd verse. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And she probably thinking that God was going to, you know, he's going to rise in the day of the resurrection. But God was talking about right now. He was talking about he was going to raise him up right now up out of that grave. Look at the 24th verse. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Did you hear that? See, she was thinking about when Jesus come back for his people, when he was getting ready to judge the world. But God was talking about right now. Okay. Now look at the 25th verse. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. He hadn't got there yet, but the Bible says that he was in the town where Martha had met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house accompanied her. When they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying she is going to a tomb to weep there. But she was going to meet Jesus, because Jesus had called for her. And they was following after her. That was for a reason. Because they was already in there mourning and weeping and comforting her. okay? Look at the 32nd verse. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. And everybody noticed the shortest scripture in the Bible, Jesus wept. Now, Jesus cried. That was his friend Lazarus. He loved Lazarus. But Jesus, to cry, he wept. That means in his what? In his earthly body, he felt sorrow. He felt sadness. And the Bible said that Jesus, he wept. Okay? Look at 36 verse. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? That's because he cried. 37 verse. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Okay, they seen everything God had done. They said, now, he opened the eyes of the blind, and he didn't heal people that sick. Why in the world he can't stop this man from dying? They didn't know what Jesus was getting ready to do. They did not know the miracle that God was getting ready to do. That's the reason why, you know what? We don't know God. He said our ways ain't his ways, our thoughts ain't his thoughts. He can do above and abundantly anything that we even ask or think. Now, look, we're going on down here. We at the 38th verse, 11th chapter 38th verse of St. John. Then Jesus, again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is stench, for he has been dead 4 days. That means he let him know Lazarus stank now, God. You know, he really dead. Ain't nothing you can do for him now. He's stinking. You know, he got a smell. You know, when somebody died, you know that stench come, that smell come. The smell of death was all over him. And she was like, Lord, she let him know that, okay, God, he's been dead 4 days. He said, there's a stench there. He said, no, there's a smell there. You know, I guess she didn't believe that he was so been dead for those many days that it was just, he was just too far gone. Okay. Look at the 40 verse. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with cloth. Jesus said to him, to them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, Cephas, being high priest in that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that not the whole nation should perish. All right. Now, this he did not say on his own authority, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation. Did you hear that? He didn't even know what he was saying. See, Lazarus came forth with his grave clothes and all. The stinking, the stench, whatever else, amen, the death had with it, Lazarus came forth. The Bible said that Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth bound up. That means his hands was all wrapped up. You know, back in the old days, they put him in something that was like linen cloth. That was like bandages. And they bandaged him up like a mummy. You know, we've seen how a mummy it's all bandaged up, all wet. You probably don't. Sometimes they cover up their eyes, they cover up their hands, they cover up their legs. And that's the way Lazarus was. He came forth all bandaged up, stinking from the grave. He came all bandaged up and all tied up and bound up with everything that death had with him. Amen. And then Jesus just spoke the word and told him to come forth. But Jesus did that so that they would believe and that God would be glorified. See, if Jesus had been there when Lazarus died, amen, before he died when he was sick, they wouldn't have believed that God could do it. But he let him lay there 4 days. He let him lay there stinking so he could see that God was going to raise him up, amen. And see, God wants us to come up out of our mess. He wants us to come up from them dead things. He wants us to leave those dead things alone, amen. God wants us to come up out of the grave, amen. Some of us been in the grave too long, amen. We've been dead too long. You don't live until you live in Christ. That's when you're living, amen. See, we think we're living. We like the walking dead around here. We like those zombies, amen. You know, we in this world, but we're not of it. But those, amen, that's not in God, they like a zombie. You know, they possess a body, but they have no spirit. Because why? You got to have the spirit of God in order to live, amen. Because in God you move and in God you have your being, you cannot do nothing without God. And God is telling us to come up out of the grave, amen. Whatever, amen, has got you bound up. Whatever has got you wrapped up and tied up and tangled up, amen. What mess you in, come up out of it. God is calling you forth, amen. Glory be to God. All God got to do is speak the word. And he letting us know, no matter how long you've been in it, how deep, amen, that you in it, that he can do anything but fail, amen. That's the way he did Lazarus. Lazarus laid there 4 days stinking in the grave with all that stench. Can you imagine how Lazarus smelled? Amen. When they opened up that tomb and they rolled that rock away from where his body was laying, that smell probably came out horrific when they opened up that tomb. But one thing about it, when Jesus called them forth, amen, he had to come forth. Because let me tell you something, death don't have no power over us, amen. He said, you know what? Oh, death, where is your what? Your sting. Grave, where is your victory? Amen. Hallelujah. It don't have no authority, no power over the saints of God. Amen. Because why? God then took the sting from death. Let me tell you something. God went in the lower parts. He descended before he ascended. Amen. He went to the lower parts of Hades, which is another name for hell. He went down there and he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. God, let me tell you something. When God went down to the lower parts, amen, he went where no man has gone before. Let me tell you something. Star Trek ain't got nothing. No God, because he went where no man has gone before, or ever can go before and come back, amen. A lot of people don't come back from hell, but God has a power over hell, and he came back from it, amen. Glory be to God. And when he came, he had all power in his hand. Glory be to God. He said, all power was given unto me in heaven and in earth. He paid a price, amen, for what he went through, amen. Glory be to God. He didn't have no victory over him, amen. He didn't have no authority over him. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we are living with the greater one. We are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loves us. Great is he that's in you that he that's in the world. Amen. Glory be to God. We are victorious people. We're supposed to be rich and we're supposed to be blessed and walking in the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A lot of people don't even know who they are in Christ. They don't even know the power that they possess. Amen. Glory be to God. The devil don't have no more power than you give him. Remember the Bible says he go as a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he go as one, seeking whom he may, you know, destroy and devour. Amen. But let me tell you something. God said that he gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. We can take up deadly poisons and it won't even harm us. Amen. See, God gave us the power. Amen. We got to possess that power, which is the keys of the kingdom. He said, what you bound on earth should be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth should be loose in heaven. Amen. Those are the keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing. Amen. You can speak, amen, to the mountain, and a mountain got to move. Amen. That's how great your faith can be. He told them, he even asked Mary and Martha. He said, do you believe, amen, glory be to God, of the glory of God. See, he asked them, did they believe that God could do anything? And let me tell you something. Abraham said God could do anything but fail, amen. He said there was nothing too hard for God. He was asking Mary a question, amen, when he was going through what he was going through, amen. Hallelujah. He asked that certain question when he asked Mary. He said, you know what? He told her, he even told her first, he said, your brother going to rise again. Then he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And then he also told her, he asked her a certain question. He said, didn't I not ask you, you know, did you believe that you would see the glory of God? He was asking her that question for a reason. Did she believe? Amen. Because he said that she believed, he was going to let her know that she was going to see the glory of God. And see, he glorified God through what? The sickness of Lazarus. That's how God was glorified. How they saw the power of God. How they God used Jesus to raise up Lazarus after he'd been dead for 4 days and lying there stinking. Let me tell you something. Most people right there stinking and going on. You know, sometimes maggots start beginning to eat up their body, you know, and all, you know, other types of little things come and eat their flesh. But one thing about it, let me tell you something. The word of God will preserve you, amen. Anything that God has, amen, for you, his people to do, amen, he will preserve you. That means he will keep you, amen. Glory be to God. And one thing about God, amen, God is the one, he said he's going to watch over his word to perform it, that it won't return unto him void. That's what he told Jeremiah. He said, I'm watching over my word to perform that it won't return to me void, that it's going to prosper the thing that I sent it out to do. And the only thing God did was speak the word and told Lazarus to come forth up out of that grave. And he began to walk. He was bound all hand and feet, still up in his grave clothes, still stinking, still all bandaged up, amen. But when God spoke, amen, he heard him, amen, and he rose up, amen. And that's the way we so supposed to be. When God speaks to us, no matter whatever we're doing, whatever type of situation we in, we supposed to come out of, because the word of the Lord will speak to you, amen. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We need to stop hearing strange voices. We need to hear the voice of God, amen. We are supposed to be the sheep of his pastor, amen. Glory be to God. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein, and all that dwell therein. Amen. And we are supposed to, amen, be of his image and his likeness, amen. We are supposed to obey him. God made man after his image. He made man to serve him. He made man so he could glorify him, amen. That's why he said, glorify him in your mortal bodies, amen. Glory be to God. This body that we have, we are supposed to glorify God in it, amen. And so God, he glorified Lazarus. He was in his body, even though he was stinking, even though Lazarus had been dead, God still glorified Lazarus, amen, and he rose up, amen, when he heard God's voice, amen. That's the way we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rise up to the occasion, amen, whatever it is, amen. Come up, get up out of it, amen, when God calls you, amen. He said, day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, nor stiffen your neck in the day of provocation wherewith your fathers did. That means you don't sit up there and act like you don't hear God. Oh, God ain't talking to me. And turn your head another way. Your ears, they're waxed dull, amen. Glory be to God. But God, you want God to hear you when you in your calamities, when you going through your struggles and your trials and tribulations. He said, if you don't hear him, he ain't going to hear you. Amen. Glory be to God. That means he said, call on him while he's near. Amen. He'll answer, amen. Glory be to God. That's the reason why God said, you draw nigh to him, he said, I'll draw nigh to you. Amen. You sup with him, he said, I'm going to sup with you. Amen. That's the reason why we need to hear the voice of God. Don't let the enemy trick you up. Amen. Don't let the enemy tell you that you cannot come out of whatever you in, no matter how long you've been in it, no matter how bad the situation is. Amen. No matter how tough it is, no matter what other people say. Amen. God can do anything but fail. Amen. We got an awesome God. Amen. With wisdom, power, and love. Amen. We got an awesome God. Amen. And let me tell you something. If he can bring Lazarus up out of the grave, he's still doing it. He's still bringing people up out of the grave. Amen. He's still hearing people that think that they're dead and they're not going to be alive. Amen. He's still hearing people, amen, glory be to God, that people think ain't going to make it. Amen. That it's too late for them. Ain't no hope for them. Ain't nothing left for them. But let me tell you something. He is the hope of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the joy of your salvation. Amen. Yes, he is. Amen. He's the stone which the builders rejected. Amen. Glory be to God. Now he's the chief cornerstone. Amen. He is the one, amen, who's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. He's our blessed Redeemer. He's our living Word. Amen. Hallelujah. For it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be this morning? You wouldn't have woke up this morning. You wouldn't have had your right mind. You wouldn't be in a house. You'd be out there in the street. Amen. And have nowhere to stay. Amen. But because of the goodness of God, amen, it's supposed to lead you to repentance. Amen. You should be repenting. Amen. Right now. Glory be to God. God said, whosoever will, let him come. Come without money. Come without price. He said, come and buy counsel from me. Amen. Glory be to God. You don't need no money. Amen. You don't need nothing. Just step on board. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God wants you to believe in him. He said, you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. He said, I'm even going to prepare a place that where I go, you may go also. Amen. God already got somewhere for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's not going to be death. It's not going to be in the grave. Amen. But it's going to be eternal. And it's going to be an eternal life. Amen. An eternal life when you ain't got to worry about crying no more, dying no more. Ain't nothing but happiness. Ain't nothing but joy. Amen. Ain't nothing but serving him. Ain't nothing but righteousness. And ain't nothing but holiness. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. See, God is calling us forth out of the grave. Amen. Come forth now, God is saying. Hallelujah. This stuff got you in the grave. Some of this stuff going to put us in our grave if we don't stop worrying about stuff, if we don't stop doing drugs and drinking and going out here in the world doing ungodly stuff. It's going to put us in the grave. That's why God is trying to call you forth now. Amen. He said, come forth out of the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever got you bound up, amen. Whatever got you wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, amen. God said, loose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go back to the pit of hell from which you come from, Satan. You tell the devil, you're not going to bow me up no more. Amen. I'm not going to be entangled in the yoke of bondage where God have already set me free. That means I'm not going to go back and entangle with the affairs of this world and God done brought me out of it. Don't go back in, amen, because the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He is the abundant life giver. Amen. Glory be to God. And let me tell you something. He is light. And in him there is no darkness. Amen. Glory be to God. He is the light of the world. He is the light of men. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. And he keeps on doing great things. Amen. Glory be to God. And that song says, every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Amen. He gives us new mercies. Every day that you wake up, it's a new mercy because it's a day that you ain't never seen before. Because let me tell you something. Tomorrow is not promised. Amen. But because, amen, he lives, that song says we can face tomorrow. All fear is gone. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And we are to glorify God in our mortal bodies. Which are you doing? That's the temple of God. Amen. That's where he comes and lives at. That's where he comes and worship at in us. That's where he comes, amen, and speak to us in our what? In our temple, in our mortal bodies. Amen. That's why he wants to stay clean. Amen. He wants to let those dead things go. Amen. Don't strengthen those things that are dead. Amen. Let them go ahead and die. Amen. Glory be to God. God come. Amen. He said, if you wait on him, he'll mount you up like an eagle with wings. Amen. Wait on the Lord. He said, he'll strengthen your heart. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We got to wait on him. Let patience have its perfect work. Amen. Be still and know that he is God that made us and not we ourselves. Amen. See, God want to make us into a perfect man, into a mature man. Amen. So when he come back, that we'll be ready. Amen. He's trying to bring us in the fullness of him. Amen. He's trying to bring us into a full stature. Amen. That's why he told us, amen, we're supposed to have the truth in us. Amen. Desire the sincere milk of the word. Amen. That we may hereby grow. Amen. and we will know the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to live by his word. For man can't live by what bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why you living. And you're not living until you start living in God. I hope y'all enjoyed it this morning. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, God is good. We want to thank you for all those listening. Remember, Bible study is on Tuesday at 7:15. Sunday morning Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Worship at 11 a.m. We'll be, amen, we'll have our Family and Friends Day the 4th Sunday. Also, the 23rd, we'll be going up there in fellowship with Pastor Byers. Amen. Pastor Joe Byers will be going there, amen, to help him celebrate his anniversary, amen, which will be Friday coming, amen. Also, don't forget the Family and Friends. Then we'll be having our third Rainbow Tea in March, amen. We ask all y'all to come out and participate with that. And if we have any more, amen, glory be to God, any more programs, we will be getting to you on a later date with that. But right now, that's all that we have. Amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.